Hallelujah, Jesus, that I had to moan. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, just lift him up this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God. Nobody knows, hallelujah, the pain that you had to go through. My God, hallelujah, to get to where you are. Nobody knows your trials and your tribulations and those secret meditations. Hallelujah. But I thank God for the balm. Hallelujah. Get in. I thank God. Hallelujah. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to his name this morning. Hallelujah. My God, I bless the Lord this morning. Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church, and we welcome you, amen, to our, amen, 8 a.m. Spirit and Truth Worship Service. Hallelujah. And this morning, we are so glad that Jesus lifted us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. We are a praying church, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. We thank God for discipline and prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I heard the Bible say that men ought to pray always. Hallelujah. Who glory to his name. Hallelujah. We ought to pray when things are good. And we ought to pray when things are bad. And we ought to pray even when we're desperate. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I'm excited about the Lord this morning. Praise God. For he is the bishopric of my soul. Hallelujah. And this morning, I am so glad that Jesus lifted me, praise God, and he just keep lifting me, and keep lifting me, and keep laying, hallelujah, Jesus, oh, glory to God's name, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, it's all right to be excited about your God this morning, hallelujah, it's all right to lift him up, praise God, for he has truly been so good, hallelujah, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where would I be, hey, hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name, praise God, hallelujah. And so I choose to lift him up. I choose to give him glory, hallelujah, for he deserves all the glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God, hallelujah. Beloved, I'm going to release them line this morning to, amen, Sister Latasha, amen, McCummings, amen. She is going to open us up in prayer. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Father God, I lift you up on this morning. Father God, I ask you to cover the apostle and each person that might call in on the phone line this morning. Father God, we come to you with gratitude, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for another Sunday, oh God, in the land of the living. Oh, Father God, we put our trust in you, my King. Oh, Father God, we look to the hills from where our help comes from the Lord, oh God. Oh, Father God, we bless your name, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your presence, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you've opened up doors that no man can close or shut, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God, even when we cannot see it, oh God. We believe it, we believe it. We trust you, Father, oh God. Oh, Father God, I magnify you on today, oh God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, oh God, that the word, oh God, that you shall send forth on today, oh God, will move those things in earth, oh God. So, Father God, we thank you, Father. We thank you, oh God, that you kept us, oh God, that you watched over us, oh God. And, Father God, I thank you and I bless your holy name. Amen, amen, amen.
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 Hey, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God's name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else glad this morning that Jesus lifted them? Hallelujah. Anybody else glad this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus, that Jesus lifted me. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, I'm excited this morning about the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Do anybody have a testimony this morning? Hallelujah. On what it is that the blood of the Lamb has accomplished for them, how Jesus has lifted them up out of the milk and the mire of the clay. For I heard the Bible say that we have overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the very words of our testimony, praise God, hallelujah, that when we testify, amen, of the goodness of the Lord and what it is that the blood at the cross has accomplished, amen, praise God, hallelujah, that we are exercising our overcoming power, amen. Anyone on the line, amen, want to testify today, praise God, amen, because I know that this morning that he lifted me, huh? That's why I had to sing that song, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me, praise God. Anybody have a testimony this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, I thank God this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I had a surgical procedure a couple of weeks ago, praise God. Amen. And I thank God, hallelujah, that where the incision was, that it filled up with fluid and blood, praise God. And if the fluid and blood would have stayed there and the body didn't soak it up or if it didn't drain, amen, it would have caused an infection, amen. And so here I am back in North Carolina and I was in pain, praise God, hallelujah. But when I got into Monday night prayer, praise God, I began to invoke the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want to tell you that there's power and authority in that name. I thank God for the shed blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ. The shed blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, at the cross, praise God. Because when I begin to invoke the name of Jesus, that womb that was shut up began to open up, praise God. And the fluid began to drain, praise God. And it drained out for a couple of days, amen, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. And I just thank God, hallelujah, for showing up for me, praise God. Amen, he became my great physician, hallelujah. He did what the doctors messed up. Hallelujah. And I begin to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory. Hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad and I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Beloved, I am so glad that Jesus lifted me. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. I want to bring your attention, amen, to a discipline. Amen. Hallelujah. As we move forth in the word of God, God has been speaking to us about prayer. Praise God. God has already spoken to me and told me to make disciples. Amen. One of the first disciplines that should be a part of a disciple's teaching, amen, one of them is prayer, praise God. For prayer is our dialogue. It is our language with God. Amen, praise God. Prayer is our fellowship. Prayer is a necessary discipline of every disciple. Amen. And what is a disciple? A disciple is but one who faces in Jesus Christ that is disciplined to live a life like Christ. Amen. Praise God. And when we speak about the discipline of prayer, amen, Christ did a lot of praying. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He talked to his Father all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I must say that when I woke up this morning, praise God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Amen. Before I could open up my eyes, my spirit was in meditation with the Father. My spirit was in meditation with the spirit of eternity on the inside. My spirit was in fellowship, praise God, that before I could awake my eyes, my God, hallelujah, that my spirit was awake and it was in fellowship, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, it is very important, amen, hallelujah, that as a disciple of Christ, amen, as a disciple of Jesus, amen, that you become disciplined in prayer, praise God. Sometimes God will allow circumstances and situations to take place that you may come before him in prayer, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And my prayer may not sound like what your prayer sounds like. Sometimes my prayer is very quiet, praise God. Hallelujah, it's just the meditations of my heart. But there's times when there's things that are going on where I have to open up my mouth and speak into the atmosphere, praise God. And there's other times, my God, hallelujah, when my prayer, amen, is a prayer of rejoicing and laughter, amen, and maybe some tears of joy, praise God. And there's other times, my God, when I find myself between a rock hard place, praise God, and I'm praying a desperate prayer, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. There's times when I'm praying, amen, just for the work of the ministry and the manifestation, my God, of the spirit, of the power of the spirit, praise God, and when I'm just praying a covering, amen, over the body of Christ, my God, and all the souls that God has drawn unto CSDC that he has graced me to be a steward in prayer over, my God, hallelujah, Jesus. This thing ain't about a membership, my God. This thing is about your service to the kingdom of God, hallelujah, Jesus. And when Jesus manifested in his ministry, beloved, I want you to know that he prayed. He got up early in the morning and he did what he prayed. Before the sun rose, he got up and he prayed. Hallelujah, Jesus. I heard the Bible say that there was time when he prayed for hours, my God. And I heard the Bible say that he prayed before he sent the disciples out to work miracles and to do wonders. My God, and I heard the Bible say, hallelujah, Jesus, that he prayed some more, hallelujah, even after he ministered. Oh, yes, he got alone with the Father, hallelujah, and I heard the Bible say, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, that he prayed all night long, all through the night. Oh, glory to your name, God, that I'll say, our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords, he had all night prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know that when he was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, I know he prayed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. And so, beloved, I want you to know, hallelujah, Jesus, the importance of you being disciplined in prayer, praise God. Hallelujah. Draw nigh unto God, that he may draw nigh unto you, praise God. Seek him while he can be found. Hallelujah. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Knock, and the door shall be opened. Hallelujah. seek, and you shall find. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, beloved, it is whatever it is that you may stand in need of. My God, whatever it is that you are unsure about and need clarity. My God, whatever it is that you may be standing for against the wall for someone else. Hallelujah, the intercessor. Whatever it is, hallelujah. My God, exercise the discipline to pray. Hallelujah. My God, I played that song this morning because that song brought me through many hard trials, my God. Hallelujah. Sometimes it was just me, amen, Jesus, in that song. Hallelujah. In that song, hallelujah, amen, was birthed out through Salvation Deliverance Church of under the late Apostle William Brown. And that song is, I prayed till the power of the Lord came down. Hallelujah. I prayed, amen, hallelujah, until he gave me my breakthrough. I prayed until he came to my rescue. The song says, I prayed and I moaned. Hallelujah. Lord, help me. Hallelujah. And then the psalmist began to say, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Praise God. That's answer to prayer. That's rejoicing. Praise God. That I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, when you begin to pray and you invoke the name of Jesus, beloved, you can trust and be reassured, amen, that he is present and that he is active. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. And so, amen, I want to share this word with you today. Praise God, beloved. It is very important, hallelujah, that you stay alert and be persistent in your prayers. Amen. As I said, the Bible teaches us that man ought to pray without ceasing, that man ought to pray always. Amen. I heard the Bible also say, praise God, hallelujah, that be anxious for nothing, amen, hallelujah, but in everything prayer and supplication, amen. With the Spirit of the Lord, amen, we can learn to be increasingly wide awake, amen, hallelujah, and that's to the Spirit, to God, amen. Hallelujah. With the Spirit's help, with the Holy Ghost's help. Amen. The Holy Ghost is our helper. Praise God. When we begin to believe on Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross, God gave us a helper. He gave us a paracletos. Amen. Hallelujah. He prays with us, for us. Amen. Hallelujah. He quickens us and we speak in a language, my God, that other people may not understand. But that language is for the building up of the spirit, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, it is very important that you stay alert and that you stay persistent in prayer. Praise God. There's a lot of things that are going on. Amen. And I tell you, you could talk to man about it or you could talk to God about it. Praise God. If you really want results, hallelujah, I'm going to tell you, I saw God change the heart of a stony man. Amen. His heart was stony. Praise God. Hallelujah. And no matter what I said, amen, praise God, he resisted every word. But when I got down on bended knee, when I began to exercise my discipline in prayer, praise God, God turned that heart like he turned the rivers of water. My God, and he turned it in my favor. Praise God, hallelujah. Have you ever prayed about anything? And the people said, I don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing. Amen. It is not in my character, but I'm going to do it for you anyway. That's because God, amen, he intervened on your behalf because you prayed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Beloved, prayer is not an easy assignment. Amen. Hallelujah. The word is to pull your attention away from God. Amen. The things that are going on in the world systems. Amen. Sometimes we could be so busy doing nothing or busy doing things. Amen. That is not bringing about a spiritual increase, that is not building the spirit man, that will draw you away from your time in the word and your time in fellowship with God. Amen. But God is speaking to us today. He said the world is rigged to pull your attention away from him. Amen. He said excessive noise and visual stimulation make it hard for you to find him. Amen. In the midst of your moment. Amen. And so, beloved, it is very important, my God, in the midst of it all, that we can locate God, that we can see God in the message, that we can see God in the eye of the storm, that we can see God in rejoicing and laughter, that we can see God in all things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, God, as he's speaking to you this morning. Hallelujah. God is saying that even though you're having a hard time locating him, because the world system is rigged. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I took a few calls this week. Amen. Praise God. But I knew when to end it. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because God said that this world system is rigged. Amen. Praise God. It is noisy. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's not the right type of noise. It's not pushing you closer to God. But it wants your attention. And it wants to draw you away. Away from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God is near. He is nearby. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. People who are in love, they yearn to be alone together so they can concentrate intently on each other. Praise God. Anybody ever been in love before? Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. You want to spend every awakened moment with this person that you care for. Amen. That's putting it in the natural. Amen. You want to talk with them sometimes on the phone all night long if you can. Praise God. You're planning special events and times of intimacy. Amen. When I say intimacy, amen. Hallelujah. I mean any moments, amen, that y'all could come together, amen, and just spend quality time with another. Amen. And I want to share with you today that Jesus Christ, he is the lover of your soul. God is the lover of your soul. He loved your soul so good. Amen. God loved you so good that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. Hallelujah. He offered him up as a sacrifice. There was a tearing of his skin and the shedding of his blood. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Then with God. Hallelujah. Amen. And he is the lover of our soul. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he desires us to spend time with him. Amen. Alone with him. Praise God. The corporate services are nice. Amen. Praise God. They're for our building and to equip us in the work of the ministry. They're for our maturation. Amen. Corporate prayer is good. Amen. Corporate services are good. Amen. But God wants you to spend time with him alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants to get personal with you. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. When the preacher ain't present, God wants your mind and your meditations on him. Praise God. Amen. He wants you to engage him in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, amen. Hallelujah. When you're having amazing times, amen. Hallelujah. He has done great things for you. Amen. Hallelujah. He wants you to come to him and share that joy and that laughter. Praise God. Amen. When you're going through trials and tribulations, amen. Hallelujah. He wants you to bring all that emotion to him. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, that he could be the peace in the midst of your storm. Hallelujah. Amen. Who am I speaking to? And we're speaking about, amen, the discipline and prayer. Praise God. Amen. When you shut out distractions, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. To focus on God only, amen, our soul is awakened to the joy of his presence. Praise God. This is something, beloved, that you have to do intently. Amen. You have to do this on purpose. Amen. Praise God. You have to be able to discern that this is noise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I need to be in the presence of God. He is the love of my soul. Hallelujah. And because of his sacrifice, because he first loved me, I'm going to love him back. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. And my love for him, my God, is my obedience unto his word. Hallelujah, Jesus. And his word says that man ought to pray always. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. Some do you find yourself even in fellowship with others, but the Holy Spirit began to move in you, and you are no longer speaking to them, but now you are speaking to the Lord. Praise God. When he shows up, everything stops. When he shows up and he begins to move, my God, he deserves your attention. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, anybody know what it is that I am talking about? Amen. This increases your love for God and helps you stay spiritually alert. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you enter into prayer with him, when you enter into intimacy with him, time alone with him, it helps you to stay spiritually alert. Amen. Those things that manifest, it increases your sense of discernment. My God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praying becomes easier when you're aware of God's radiant presence. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, God wants you to be alert. He wants you to be aware of his presence. Amen. Praying not only blesses you, but provides an avenue for serving God. Amen. Beloved, therefore, we must rejoice and collaborate with God in prayer. Amen. As he is establishing his kingdom on earth. Praise God. One of the prayers that we ought to pray is, your kingdom come and your perfect will be done. Amen. In the earth, even as it is being done in the heavens. Amen. Amen. And that is Matthew, amen, chapter 6, verse 10. Praise God. Amen. In Ephesians 6, 18 says, pray in the spirit at all times and on every occasion. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says, stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Praise God. Hallelujah. If a situation presents itself, beloved, you have to have the mindset, put on the mind of Christ, and know that this is just an opportunity to speak to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, I'm going to speak to him about it. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to lay down my burden by the riverside, at the altar, in the presence of God. Hallelujah, this is what we are sanctioned to do, praise God. Amen. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. And that's Acts chapter 17, verses 27 through 28. Beloved, listen, do not ignore the love of your life. Praise God. Amen. Have you ever been in a relationship and you're not speaking to the person that you're in relationship with? You're in the same house. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Amen. There's a great big elephant in the room. Praise God. God, we live and move and have our very being in him. He is present whether you acknowledge him or not. Praise God. Don't let the sovereign God be present and you have no acknowledgement of him. You have no fellowship with him. It is in him that you live, that you move, and that you have your very being. It is in his spirit, praise God. Develop a relationship of intimacy. Hallelujah, Jesus. It says, surely you have granted him eternal blessings and made him glad with joy of your presence. Amen. And that's Psalm 21 and 6. Where the voice of God is, there is his presence also. I heard the Bible say in Genesis, amen, hallelujah, when God created the heavens and the earth, amen, hallelujah, when he placed Adam east in Eden, praise God. He placed Adam in a suitable, controlled environment, praise God. An environment that was suitable for Adam, but in his presence, praise God. The Bible says, amen, hallelujah, that the voice of God, amen, walked with Adam in the cool of the day, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It didn't say he came down and put on the form of a man, and his footprints was found in the garden. It said his voice had a print. His voice, hallelujah, Jesus depicted his presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God's name. Beloved, stay in prayer long enough to hear him speak back to you. Stay in prayer long enough to allow him to perform surgery of your heart. Lay in his presence long enough, praise God, that he could be your burden bearer and your heavy load sharer. My God, hallelujah, amen. Know that a relationship is a two-way street, amen, praise God, and it's not a one-way. My God, hallelujah, that it takes participation of both people. Amen. Praise God. Of both spirits, your spirit and the spirit of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. His very presence. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, I give this word unto you. Hallelujah, Jesus, that if you stay alert, hallelujah, he will lift you over and over and over again. If you allow yourself to be disciplined in prayer, praise God, disciplined in prayer. Father, even as I'm speaking these words, I thank you for your anointing falling down upon your people. I thank you for the grace of God, the very grace that was upon the Christ, my God, for a discipline in prayer. My God, in the name of Jesus, people an appetite for prayer. Give them a praying spirit, my God. Grace them to pray that the prayer will take them to a hidden path, oh God, my God, and take them off the radar of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, that prayer will change their fate. In the name of, that even as, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God's name, hallelujah, Jesus, even as Hadassah prayed, and I'm speaking her Jewish name, I'm speaking about Queen Esther, my God, I was waiting on the Holy Ghost, even as she fasted and prayed, my God, her faith was changed, hallelujah, oh, glory God, and we're wondering how are we going to make this journey, we're going to make this journey by faith, hallelujah, and in prayer and supplication in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Beloved, this word comes with a weight of glory. This word comes with a provision for you. This word comes with eternal instruction and direction. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is your time to respond. Hallelujah. To, hallelujah, the originator of this word, praise God. The originator is not me, praise God, but this is the word of God. Hallelujah, this is your time, hallelujah, that you may engage him on a personal note in this service, praise God. So unmute your phone and respond to God. Let him know that you heard him. Let him know that you heard him with the ears of your spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let him know, oh, that your response to him is affirmative. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on by faith and draw the virtue from this word. Come on by faith and tap in. Come on by faith. Come on by faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. And bask in the weight of the glory of this message. Come on, Ikarandere Bosande, Kuriandere Bosanda. Let him equip you and qualify you, and let him discipline you in prayer. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. May he discipline you, my God, in moving and living and having your very being in his spirit. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, Kodobo Sandere, Kuriandere, Bosanda. Oh, glory to God's name, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, just give him glory, just give him praise, just give him honor. Beloved, I'm not here this morning to pump you up. Hallelujah, Jesus. This ain't entertainment. This ain't a concert. Hallelujah. My God, but if you know him, hallelujah, if you're plugged into him, hallelujah, if he is your Lord and your Savior, praise God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, God, hallelujah. Oh, Korobo Sandere. Oh, yes, I call forth a shift and recalibration to the hearers of this word, to their atmosphere. I speak a shift taking place even now in Jesus' name. Oh, God, make the atmosphere suitable. Oh, God, for the manifestation of your presence and prayer, my God. Make it suitable for supernatural, divine, hallelujah, manifestations of you. My God, make it suitable, oh, God, for change. Hallelujah, Jesus and Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. And we give you, hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Hallelujah, the gratefulness of every heart on the line. My God, hallelujah, Jesus. We give it unto you now. My God, hallelujah, for you alone deserve the glory and you alone deserve the honor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for this message, oh God. I thank you for drawing us closer unto thee, oh God. Yes, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for every soul that has heard your word. I thank you for the shift that is taking place in their heart. I thank you for the spiritualizing of their mind. Oh, God, I thank you for the discipline, my God, that the Spirit is performing in them even now in Jesus' name. The very importance of prayer and being in dialogue and in communication with you, for you are a communicating God and you desire to communicate with your people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it is so. And it is so. This is the inside word. And he is working on your heart now. Hallelujah. I thank you for your spirit making this word life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A praying spirit, not accepting what you see before you, but knowing that there can be a shift, there could be a turnaround. God can turn it around only if you pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Fellowship with him. A relationship of proximity, a relationship of intimacy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh. Amen. I believe I saw you on this morning. Amen. I'm going to ask that. Amen, that you do the altar call and the offering for us this morning. Amen. Praise God. I release the line to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God's name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sister Titiana, can you please do the altar call? Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Romans 10, 9 through 10 states that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. And so for all of those who want to give their heart to Jesus, you repeat the sinner's prayer after me. Father God, I'm a sinner. I'm asking you to forgive me for my sins. I know you died for my sins. And I will serve you for the balance of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello?
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the altar call. Amen. That's a call to discipleship, the very opportunity for those of us that is present in service and those that will hear the broadcast, that they can believe on the Christ and be saved, receive the righteousness of Christ, and have right standing with God again. Amen. Praise God. And so we thank God for that. For those of you that desire to give, amen, to the work of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells us that your tithes belong to the Lord, 10% of your earnings. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, beloved, you can only give by faith. Amen. And only give by a heart of obedience. The Bible says, give cheerfully and don't give sparingly. Praise God. Amen. And so the Bible tells us that we ought to pay our tithes. Amen. And that's a tenth of your earnings. Amen. Belong unto God. Amen. It's not something that you give him. It's something that you owe him. Amen. And your free will offering is what you give above your tithing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And you'll find that in Malachi 3:8, where it says, will a man rob God in tithe and an offering. Amen. And so, beloved, amen, we want to bless the Lord for you. You could give through the Cash App.
And that Cash App code for the church is $CSDC12. Again, $CSDC12. Go to the church website, which is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. And there is a donate icon just about every page that you could click on, and it will route you to PayPal to give. Praise God. Amen. You could give that way even through your credit card. Praise God. Amen. As the Holy Spirit leads you to give. Amen. And you can also give directly through PayPal at cornerstonedeliverancechurch@gmail.com. That is the church email on PayPal. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to ask that, amen, Sister Titiana, amen, bless the offering. Amen. And bless the givers. Amen. In prayer.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part. You want me to close out in prayer? Or you want me to
No, woman of God, I want you to bless the orphan and bless the
givers
of the orphan. Amen.
Okay. So say a prayer to bless the orphan. Father,
yes,
we
ma'am.
Just thank you for yet another opportunity to give. God, you said in your word that 10% of our earnings belong to you and should be the first fruit. God, you also said that we should pay tithes as well as offering, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you touch the hearts of the people to give, for it is more blessed to give than it is to receive, God. And without you, we would not have what we have. It is because of you, and so we owe it to you, Lord, that there may be meat in your house, oh God. God, I pray that you bless everyone who gives, God. Gives freely, Lord, without having a grudge, Lord. Just put it in our heart to give, God. We all have bills and things to take care of, Lord God. But, Lord God, you said in your word, I was young, but that now I am old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread, that we must continue to believe that you will provide our every need according to your riches and glory, Lord God. Bless and give the increase, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the offering, and we thank God for the blessing upon his people and the increase that you shall receive. God is not, he shall allow the Son of Man that he shall repent. Amen. Praise God. He is God. Amen. Hallelujah. He does what he says. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Sister Latasha, amen. I'm going to release the line to you that you may close us out in prayer. Praise God. And beloved, I want to remind you before Sister Latasha closes out, amen, that we do have prayer Monday night at 8 p.m., Tuesday 5 a.m. prayer, and I believe that Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh and Kingdom Living Fellowship has something on Tuesday at 8 p.m., amen. That y'all can engage in. And we have Wednesday night Bible study where we are teaching on prayer. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So that you will hear there's so many scriptures that govern us in prayer. Praise God. We want you fully equipped. Amen. Hallelujah. As a disciplined disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Sister Latasha, I release the line to you.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we thank you on today for the services that went forward on today, oh God. Oh, Father God, I come to you asking you, oh God, to cover each and every one that's on the phone line today and even those who couldn't call in, oh God. Oh, Father God, just cover us, oh God, through the week, oh God, on our jobs, on our going out and our coming in, oh God. Oh, Father God, keep our children safe, oh God, as they go out to the school buildings, oh God. Oh, Father God, we know that you are with us, oh God. So, Father God, we thank you, oh God. We thank you for the victories. We thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Your presence has walked with us and keep us, oh God. So, Father God, we are grateful and we thank you, oh God. I bless your name, oh God, and we bless you and we thank you. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, beloved. Let us go out rejoicing. Hallelujah. You are officially dismissed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Happy love, beloved.